With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine is encouraged by this week's ceasefire with Iran.
I hope the ceasefire is going to hold and be transformed into a permanent cessation of hostilities with Iran, giving up it finally its nuclear ambitions and its sponsorship of terrorist groups all over the world.
Meanwhile, a tentative ceasefire in the Iran war is under strain due to Israel's bombardment of Beirut and Tehran's continued control over the Strait of Hormuz. Britain's top diplomat today rejected Iran's push to charge ships to pass through the strait.
We want this ceasefire to continue. We don't want to return to conflict. And we crucially want to see the Strait of Hormuz reopened because this is crucial for the global economy and for tackling the cost of living pressures here at home. And no country should be allowed to hijack these international shipping routes that impact the entire world and the entire world's economy.
That is Britain's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper. She said the vital waterway is an international shipping and transit route. That means the freedom of navigation principles should apply. Now, hurtling home from the moon, the Artemis II astronauts have taken a poignant page from Apollo 8 this week, proposing deeply personal names for a pair of lunar craters. Artemis II Commander Reid Weissman says he appreciates the other astronauts asking permission to name a crater after his late wife, Carol.
My crewmates approached me when we were at Kennedy in quarantine, and they said, hey, the three of them had talked, and they would like to do this. And that was an emotional moment for me, and I just thought that was just a total treasure.
Weissman's wife, Carol, was a neonatal nurse. She passed away in 2020. This is SRN News. There's a new study out in Finland, and it's casting doubt on the claims of transgender activists, as Michael Harrington explains.
The argument has been that if a child is prevented from living as the opposite sex and obtaining surgeries and drugs to do so, it will harm his mental health. But the findings of a study published in a peer-reviewed journal in Finland finds that boys who are allowed to, quote, transition wound up with five times more mental health problems, girls with three times more. Other studies in Europe indicate that living as the opposite sex is bad for children's mental health. Michael Harrington reporting.
Democrat-backed candidate Chris Taylor has won election to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Her victory increases the liberal majority on the court as cases affecting congressional redistricting and other hot-button issues await. Taylor defeated Republican-backed Maria Lazar in the fourth straight victory for liberal candidates dating back to 2020. This is SRN News. And now here's Rich Thomason with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Oil prices have moved higher and Wall Street is seeing modest losses on skepticism over the fragile ceasefire deal between the U.S. and Iran. Doubts about the durability of the ceasefire arose just hours after the announcement as a round of intense Israeli airstrikes on Lebanon killed and injured hundreds. Iran again closed the Strait of Hormuz in response to the attacks in Lebanon, and oil prices rose to just under $100 per barrel. At their March policy meeting, more Federal Reserve policymakers indicated a willingness to consider an interest rate hike this year as higher gas prices threaten to ignite inflation. That's insight from newly released minutes of the Fed's meeting last month. Looking to decrease its reliance on American natural gas, Mexico's government is looking into adopting fracking technology. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.